This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Carol's not in today. This is Tracy, and filling in for me today is Kim Bergeron. I think that always sounds funny when I say you're filling in for me, and I'm filling in for Carol.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we are on 107.7 WTPL, The Pulse, in Concord, Manchester, and Lakes Region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We would love to hear from you. The number again is 866-823-1077. We may have a caller calling in from the past. Hasn't been on for a while, later on in the show.
Good.
So I'll keep that a little secret. He's always a hoot, though. So we would also like to welcome our live audience here at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe and watch the show. You can also go to foodforthoughtnh.com and listen to past shows. You can like us on Facebook with Food for Thought with Carol. So, how are you, Kim?
Super. It seems like it's been ages since
I've seen
you. I
know. There's been all these, like, sometimes I can't come. Sometimes there's not a show. Sometimes there's a Red Sox game. Sometimes Carol can't come.
Right.
It's been all, like, discombobulated lately.
But, so we're connecting today.
Yes.
Lots of good stuff to talk about today, too.
And it's a beautiful day.
Finally.
It keeps being a tease, you know? We get a little bit of a taste of it, and we think, okay, it's finally here. And then it gets like winter again, almost. It is. I need it. I need warm weather to be here and stay and quit teasing us.
Well, I think the stretch looks pretty good. Have you looked at the long term? Yeah, it's looking pretty good.
I actually have stopped looking because it's been so depressing. I don't even look.
Yeah,
I could just wake up and be surprised.
Yes. Yeah. It's just hard to figure out what to wear if we don't know.
That's true. All.
Yeah.
True.
So anyway, so what else is going on with you?
I have the food holiday.
Oh, let's hear.
So it's not one of my favorites.
Okay.
I made that face when I saw it and you were happy and I was not.
Yes.
So it is National Jelly-Filled Donut Day.
And you know, that's the only donut I will eat is a
jelly
donut. It's the only one. And if it's not just the right crisp around the edge, I'll take that first bite and put it away. I said, nope, I don't want it. But jelly is the only one I'll eat. So I'll have to go get one today.
To me, if it doesn't have like cream or Boston or fudge or like something like chocolatey or creamy in it.
Forget it, huh? No.
Well, jelly should not be in donuts.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So I actually, I was at TD Bank this morning, and they always have a lot of trivia things and a lot of did you know. They had funky June holidays for this month, too. So I asked them to take a copy of it for me. So a couple good things coming up. We'll talk about just the food ones. Sunday is Corn on the Cob Day. Perfect, because it's a Sunday. Now we can plan our grilling around the national food holiday. And speaking of grilling, do you love steak tips?
I do. They're so expensive now, much more so than they used to be.
I know.
I used to have them at least once a month.
Yeah.
And they got to be so expensive.
This is the time of the year, though, through July 4th, that we'll see better sales on those.
Okay. Good to know.
But I have recently, I shop at JD Foods, which I talk about often because they have a lot of good prices on their meats and stuff.
Oh, wait, I might have missed that.
JD Foods. It's right here in Manchester. It's behind the big Planet Fitness Plaza over on, is it Eddy Road?
Yes.
It used to be the old Coca-Cola Plaza there.
So that's open to the public.
It is. It's open to the public. Okay. So
I think George has mentioned that before.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
And I'll get a lot of my meats there. I get a lot of the kids' snacks there because you get them in a case and it's a lot cheaper. But they do have the flat meat for the steak. And that's the kind that we get at the restaurants when you get steak tips.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so good and so tender. Mm-hmm. And we use that here at Midtown Cafe. And Pam, she gets the teriyaki marinade and just, I love it.
That's how I like mine with the teriyaki marinade too.
So good.
Steak tips? from JD Foods.
Yeah.
With corn on the cob.
We are actually buying the big piece of meat. So that's going to last.
Oh, so do you have to know how to cut it properly?
For that one, yeah, it's a little hard. But, you know, they're so great at the front desk telling you what to do with the stuff.
How big is it?
There are some different sizes, but you are buying bigger.
Okay. Yeah. But you're getting it cheaper that way.
You are. Yeah.
Wow. So let me just actually officially introduce you. I know a lot of people know you by now, but this is why you're so good at saving money, because you have two great websites.
Right.
One is SouthernNewHampshireKids.com.
Right.
And the other one is ExtremeCouponProfessors.net. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's just, you know, teaching people how to save money, save time. You know, it's all about saving, however you can do it. And then the spinoff, because the coupon craze did end, and I always kind of knew it was going to be, you know, a 2 to 4 year type of thing. Yeah. And then see what we go where
meaning
that.
You think people don't really use them much anymore, or just
because the coupon craze happened, and then the extreme couponing show where people were buying, you know, 200 bottles
of
mustard and
Hayden
mustard and, you know, clearing the shelves and the fraudulent coupons, you know,
really?
All that kind of,
no,
oh yeah.
I'm not
oh my goodness.
Apparently.
Yeah. So, you know, I knew it was going to die down. And then we have a spinoff of Southern New Hampshire Kids, and that's just a great resource for fun things to do for your families, where to go for cheaper prices, because mm-hmm. I still, you know, things cost money, and we have a large family.
I was just
going
to say that.
Too.
You have a lot of kids, and sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah, and then, again, you know, where to buy what at the best prices. So mm-hmm. it's kind of a combination. I can't get rid of Extreme Coupon Professors because it was my baby.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we kind of tie it all in together. But yeah, so that's the corn on the cob grilling day. So let's go back to that part.
Okay, yes. So what do you do with your corn on the cob?
I just put mine in the pot.
Boil it.
Yeah. And then I have my sticks of butter, and we just roll the corn in the butter.
That's the best part.
It is. Oh, yeah, I know.
But you can grill them too.
I've never done that. Have you?
Yes, I have. It's been a while, so I have to remember. I think you can grill it right in the
husks.
In the husk.
Yes.
But I know some people will wrap it in foil as
right.
well.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can do both, and both are delicious. I've eaten the grilled one before, and I don't know if it's crunchy or if you cook it in the pot the right way, it's crunchy too. But I love a snap. Do you like your
yes,
corn to
I
snap?
Do. Yep.
Yeah, me too.
And do you buy yours at the grocery store?
I do
or
both.
Or on the side of the road?
I do both. Yeah, but the grocery store, I have to say, is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I almost always have corn that I love. I don't think I've ever had some that didn't taste good.
Yeah.
But sometimes you get it like on the side of the road and it's just so sweet.
Right. So fresh. I like the thought of this really was just picked and now it's coming to my table.
See, now I'm getting excited about summer.
That's right. Well,
I haven't
plan
been
it for
able
Sunday.
To.
You're going to have a cookout now on Sunday?
Yes. It was supposed to be like, I did think my husband said something about it was supposed to be like 90 or something
on
Sunday.
It is. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll probably be the only one not complaining.
I'm going to text you and ask.
I won't be. I'm happy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so that's one of them. On the 20th is Ice Cream Soda Day. Now, how do you like that one? Do you like root
yes.
beer floats?
I haven't had one in years, but I do love a good root beer float. How you pour the root beer over the ice cream and it crystallizes kind of. And then
yeah.
It gets, yeah.
Mm. Now, do you do a particular ice cream?
So I am not a vanilla ice cream girl except for my floats.
Oh, okay.
And
I still do chocolate. I do chocolate with mine.
Oh, really?
I love it.
You know what I have had?
What?
Chocolate chip ice cream.
Yes, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually started at Thanksgiving time. We had root beer floats Christmas for dessert. We did root beer floats for desserts for everybody, and everybody loved it. And they said the same thing. I haven't had a root beer float in years.
Because you don't think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now I need corn on the cob and a root beer float.
Perfect.
I want to interject for just a minute because we neglected to tell everybody who we have on the show today. So Donna should be calling in any minute, and we love hearing from Donna from Delaware. She always kicks off our show in a bright way.
Yeah.
And then we also have, I'm going to hope I say his name right. He's sitting in the green room right now. Chuck Palazzolo.
That's what
Let's
I
see
think.
If I
yes.
did Palazzolo. Let's see. From Lucio's Bodega, which looks like a really neat store. I haven't been in there before, but he's going to tell us all about it. And then that's at the top of the hour at 1. And then at 1:30, we have MHP Untapped. And that's always great to have Michael Hopley-Pierce in talking about beer. And he is solo today. So we're going to hear a little bit more about what's going on with Litherman's Limited than we usually get to, because he's always bringing great guests.
Yes,
And then we might have our fun caller at the very end of the show.
Unveiling.
So what else do you have? Because we still don't have Donna yet.
All right. Well, I'd love to talk about a couple of things that are coming up. We know that Father's Day is coming up.
Yes. Right?
And we have a lot of graduations, too, whether it's kids graduating from the eighth grade promotions or your high school.
My eighth grader is graduating.
Me too. Is he your youngest?
He is.
Mine, too. I'm finding myself very teary-eyed lately.
Don't make me cry, Kim.
I sent my college boy. I left him in Florida without a tear last year, and I'm tearing
up. Because that was year two?
No, it was first year, and I didn't
and
even
didn't
tear
cry,
up.
But you're crying for the eighth grader.
I am. This is terrible. Terrible.
It's because it's your last one.
I know. It's true. But we do have a lot of calendar events.
Okay. We're going to hold on to those. Come back after the break for those, because
Donna's
here. Ready.
All right.
Get ready for Donna's Delights. Donna.
Hey, Kim. Hey, Casey. How are you today?
We're always great, but I should have warned you. Carol's not here.
That's okay. You don't have to warn me. I said Kim and Tracy, didn't I?
Yes, oh,
I did. I thought you said Carol and Tracy.
No, see, you ain't. Look, you know what it is?
I'm in trouble.
I'm not talking fast. You just listening slow.
I knew I was in trouble.
How are you, Donna? Great.
How are you, Kim?
I'm very well. How about you?
Good. Have you been eating well?
I've been doing pretty good. I actually have lost 5 pounds the last couple of weeks.
You better work it.
I know.
Yes, I did. How do you do when you celebrate with five?
I have a jelly donut.
Oh, come on now, Kim. Come on. Kim, yeah, you have a what? A jelly donut? No, Kim.
No.
Now, when you celebrate with five.
It's National Jelly Donut Day.
When you do five, you're supposed to do pizza with that.
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
You got to have cheese. You know, you need the protein.
That's right.
You know, the jelly donut ain't got just sugar. When you do five, you got to have pizza with pepperoni.
Because
it's got protein. So everybody good?
Yes, very well.
Are you excited about summer and all that?
You have no idea. I'm almost a little bit giddy.
Are you really crazy?
Which I needed some giddiness in my life. So,
well, you know
what? It's good.
You are a ray of sunshine, and you are just so beautiful. So you ready for tank tops and flip-flops?
Oh, yeah. Well,
you better work it.
First.
Well, no, you better work it anyway, because you're always fabulous. You know, nothing goes better than your beautiful smile. So when you have that on, you can wear whatever you want.
I agree.
Don't you see? Because bad attitude is like bad food. Nobody wants that. So as long as you have a good attitude and some good food, we all good. We all good. So y'all ready?
We're ready. Hit us.
Hit it. Okay. I'm going to hit it now. I'm going to hit you with a red apple. No, I'm going to hit you with a red apple. Maybe a cherry. No. Cherry pie? No, none of that. Okay. Well, here we go. Okay. Summertime and the living is easy. Now that summer is in full effect, looking for light and refreshing desserts to serve your guests can be somewhat challenging when you want something sweet, a sweet treat to eat, but not too decadent, especially with swimsuit and tank top season is down upon us. The only Jell-O I want to see wiggling and jiggling is the kind you serve in a bowl, and I don't want Bill to serve it to me either. I want to be fully dressed and wide awake when I eat my Jell-O. Kim, I don't know about you, but I like sweet treats after eating a grill hot dog, corn, or some cow meat. It's that time of the year when you get to have red, juicy, big, fresh, plump, ripe strawberries. Berry of all berries. Nothing is more refreshing than strawberries. Strawberries are an excellent source of vitamin C and iron, and they can be served alone or added to any dish, and will become the star of the show. Now, so let's go picking. Grab your buckets, girls, and fill up with the recipe of the week. Oh, me, oh, my. It's summertime strawberry pie. Here's what you'll need to make your strawberry happy again so you won't have a blueberry. You'll need 4 cups of fresh strawberries, 1 cup of sugar, 3 tablespoons of cornstarch, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of lime juice, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 1 cup of sugar, 4 to 6 drops of red food coloring, and 1 baked pie shell. In a blender, you're going to place the following. Your 2 cups of strawberries, your sugar, cornstarch, salt, vanilla, and 1/2 cup of water, and your food coloring. You're going to blend that well. You're going to place that into a saucepan, and you're going to cook over medium heat. You're going to stir that often, and you're going to add more water if you need it. You're going to want it as thick as like gravy. You're going to place that in. Once you got it to consistency that you want, you're going to place it in a bowl to let it cool. Next, you're going to add in 1 tablespoon of lime juice. You're going to stir it, and you're going to allow it to cool completely. Next, with your remaining cups of strawberries, you're going to sprinkle those with the other tablespoon of lime juice. You're going to arrange it into your pie shell. You're going to pour your sauce over, and you're going to chill for at least 4 hours or overnight. Serve with whipped cream and enjoy the fruits of your harvest. One bite and berry at a time. Cheers.
Sounds good.
That sounds good.
You know what somebody told me I could do with it yesterday when I was telling about the recipe? We could have used, like, for an adult, if you have an adult party, you could have poured in, like, a vodka liqueur. Isn't that?
Okay. Yeah.
And
I can think of
it.
A lot of liqueurs that could pour into that.
Yeah. Pour it on in there, like, right with your lime juice or whatever, and then go ahead and chill it, and you can't serve it to the children now because, you know, you don't want no tipsy kids, but you definitely could serve it to your adults at your next barbecue affair. So are y'all ready for barbecue season?
We are.
Yes, we are.
We were talking about Sunday seems like a good day for us.
You know what? I'm going to a barbecue on Sunday. You know, all these graduations and all these kids coming out of school, you know, you're going to get invited to parties. So you want to eat light and right. So I think this pie hits the spot. Don't y'all think so?
I do.
You know, what I thought was interesting is maybe because I haven't made pies, maybe it's common. I don't know. The lime juice.
I love lime.
You know what, girl?
What does the lime juice do?
Well, the lime juice, I use the lime juice because of the acidity in it. But with the lime juice for fresh strawberries and lemons, too, it preserves them better.
I have heard that. Okay.
Yes. So when you, like, cut up strawberries, every time I cut up strawberries, I put either lime or lemon juice over top of them.
Does that keep them from staying sweet?
I mean, they remain sweet. I mean, because I pour sugar on them anyway, so
right. What's
she talking about? I mean, I'm not going to eat no naked strawberry.
The lime juice is just to make the sugar stick, right?
No, the lime juice is to make you're so funny. The lime juice is to make sure that the strawberries don't go so bad because strawberries are so delicate, just like Donna. You know, you can't go bad. You don't want to go bad, so sometimes you gotta pour a little acidity on them, you know, to keep them right. And sometimes I gotta pour a little acidity on me to keep me right. I'm preserved.
Right.
But limes are good for your face too. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yes, limes and lemons. Like, if you take the lemon juice and pour it on a cotton ball and place it on after you wash your face, it tightens up your skin.
Oh, like a toner?
Yes.
Oh.
It tightens it. And also, like, after you, like, sometimes I can't use deodorant, regular deodorant sometimes. Lime and lemon juice is a good deodorizer.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
You are a wealth of knowledge, Donna. Now, I have something for you.
You can take lime or lemon juice and put it on a cotton ball and place it underneath. Matter of fact, some people cut the fresh lime up and place it in the refrigerator, but mark it, but it's for their arm.
I hope they mark it.
You know, you don't want armpit.
Do not
you want armpit juice. Literally, because we are in sweat season, but you don't want armpit juice for lemonade. It's not your lemonade or your limeade. That's not a good thing, is it? So you got to mark it.
Donna, I now have a nickname for you since you have a nickname for everybody else.
You do? I get a nickname.
Yep, you just named it yourself.
Okay.
Delicate Donna.
You got a working. You know I love you. You know I love you like a fat girl loves cake. And you know Donna loves some cake. So y'all have a great rest of y'all show. Remember, life is for living and food is for giving. And go get yourself some strawberries and some lime and make sure you use that lime juice right. Because, don't put it underneath your armpits and then put it back in and give it somebody's glass of water. Because we ain't doing that. Girl, you know I love y'all. Talk to y'all later.
I love Donna. It's the perfect way to kick off our show.
And you never really know what she's going to say.
And this is why we take a break right after she's done.
There we go. Good
to recover. So we are going to take a quick break. You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Thought with Carol and Tracy. This is Tracy. Carol's out today. And once again, Kim, the fabulous Kim Bergeron, is in for Carol today. And Kim is actually a wealth of knowledge. We love having her on because she has always has the hot tips on how to save money and events around what's going on. So tell us, we were talking a little bit about a calendar before Carol called in.
Yep.
So give us what you got.
All right. So one great thing is I would love for everyone to head to my site, SouthernNewHampshireKids.com. And it's not just about kids. My friend who owned the blog before, she had a lot of younger children and mine are older. So I like to incorporate things to still do with your younger kids. But now, what do you do when you have teens? You know, you still want to connect with them.
That is the question of the year.
It is. Yeah. So I like to find things like that. And then I like to go a step further because moms and dads, you need your breaks too. And so I love getting away. My husband is my friend. You know, yeah. I love to spend time with him. And I love to go out with my girlfriends too. So where are these neat places to go, things to do? So the Southern New Hampshire Kids covers all of that. But for this month on my calendar, one big event, and it's a food event, which I love, and that's probably why I had to time myself to lose the 5 pounds, is the Best of New Hampshire party that's coming up. Oh. And this is for all the businesses that won the Best of New Hampshire.
It's that time again already?
It is. The 15th. Yes. Wow. So, and as we know, it takes place at the Fisher Cats again this year, which I liked it out there. They have entertainment. You know, you pay for your ticket, and then you eat all night long, you know, start little, because you're going to be eating so much all night.
Pace
but that's
yourself.
A lot of fun. And then they have fireworks and they have giveaways. So it's just a great night to do that this
so
year.
So better to go with your significant other, a girlfriend, or the kids? Because I haven't been to that
I've
one
done
yet.
Both. For years, I went with one of my best friends, and she's my best foodie friend. Yeah. Like, oh, we love so all fun. The food stuff. This year is first year. My husband's coming with me, and Brock is home from college, so he's coming. And Olivia, my 16-year-old, is actually doing blogging for me. So as part of her payment, she's coming too. So the four of us are going together this year.
Fun.
So that will be fun. So you want to check that out for sure. It's Father's Day, as we were talking about, and there's still a lot of great freebie places to go to. So if dads are the adventurous type and you want to go to Canobie Lake, as long as you have another paying child, dads get in for free, and they get free lunch, too. So that's another place. There's lots of great places. I have a special deal for ice cream. So I'm not going to give it away. I want you to come to my site to get it. But you pay $12, and you get 2 vouchers for ice cream.
Ooh.
And, I mean, now's the ice cream time.
I love
And they
ice
make
cream.
Their
my
homemade
favorite.
Ice cream. So I want to check that out, too. So that's a good one. And, again, you can buy your voucher there and then print it off. And what other things? Strawberry picking's coming.
Yes.
You know, and Donna's recipe was perfect timing for that. But they're a little bit later than usual because of all the rain we got. So
So that makes it later?
Yeah, now we need the sun to get them to redden.
Right.
Right. So keep watch for that. I do have on my site strawberry festivals that are coming up. We have some places to pick as well. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of information for that one, too. Another great thing that stands out for a calendar event, too, is They have, you know, a lot of kids' days in Concord. They have one coming up, and that's going to be on June 17th. Again, I mentioned the Canopy Lake. Water Country celebrates moms and dads because Water Country didn't open in time for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's so smart. They're doing, so they both, what's the deal? What's the special?
On June 18th is Water Country celebrates dad with free admission. So that's for the dad. And then I believe it's the following Saturday or Sunday, okay. The moms go in for free awesome. With a paid admission.
Good to know.
So, you know, it's nice. Get that fun summer thing done early with a deal, and you can check it off on your list. So do you have anything planned for your summer with your kids?
No, I need to go to your site and get planned. They have a few plans, but I'm looking for things to do. So I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah. And also, too, I'm going to repost it. I did it for last year. But great places to go for rivers and do natural water slides.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yes.
We are at the top of the hour. We will be right back with Food for Thought.